This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. In the before time, so like 2 months ago, right? The economy was doing pretty well. Wages were on the rise. Unemployment was low. Consumers were pretty confident. What we weren't doing as an economy was saving, a reality that's coming to stark contrast now that the bottom's fallen out. America is no beacon of frugality, but savings rates here used to be a whole lot higher till they started dropping in the 1980s. Derek Thompson is a staff writer at The Atlantic. He has written about why that is so. Derek, it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well.
Have there been policy decisions made by the government that sort of made it easy not to save, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, I do think there's a few things the U.S. does that makes it easy not to save. I think one thing we do is strongly encourage home ownership. I think a lot of people, especially in the bottom 50%, the vast majority of their wealth is tied up in their homes. The other thing is that, you know, the United States has moved from a sort of defined benefit retirement plan structure to defined contributions like 401ks. We don't take as much money out of people's paychecks to put into a social security system as other countries do. So as a result, you put it all together, I do think that there are some specifically American laws that make us uniquely less likely to save money.
There's a cultural piece too, right? And I don't know, frankly, whether this applies in a lot of other countries, but there is a keeping up with the Joneses thing in this country for sure. There's conspicuous consumption. I mean, there's a lot of that cultural spend money stuff.
Yeah, I do think that for a variety of reasons, both cultural and economic, Americans are uniquely susceptible to conspicuous consumption. One possibility here, an economic possibility, is that this is all about inequality. Lots of things are really expensive, and the bottom 40% just can't afford essentials like healthcare and education. Another possibility that is more cultural rather than economic is that for a variety of reasons, people here are just much more likely to demonstrate our wealth by spending it on essentially luxury items. And this isn't just something that rich people do. In fact, it's even more sometimes something that a middle-class person does because a middle-class person is more interested in showing that they're keeping up with the Joneses precisely because they're not. And so when you put it together, maybe inequality and marketing is intertwined and it's encouraging people to spend a lot and save very little.
This has been the case for, as you say, a number of decades now, but it does seem to be coming into stark relief as we all face this crisis at the same time. The idea that inequality is a matter of literally life and death, and ability to save and weather through this depends on how much money you have in the bank.
Yeah, and I do think the solution here is probably federal. There's lots of other countries that understand that federal governments are the insurance company of last resort. And so I think that one thing that this crisis is showing America is that one reason why it might be uniquely susceptible to a calamity like a pandemic is because we have this rugged individualism strewn throughout American culture where everyone wants to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps and go it alone. Well, you can't go it alone in a public health crisis. A public health crisis requires a public solution.
All right. So look, having studied the history of this as you have, think back to the Great Depression. A generation came out of that much more savings minded than we are in this country today. Do you think that applies come, 2022 when we're through this thing?
It absolutely could. You could see individuals saving more. You could see businesses stocking more away so that they have larger cash reserves if something like this happens again. But there's something else that happened during the Great Depression. It's not just that Americans started saving more. We also invented this little thing called Social Security. The Social Security reduced the poverty rate among American seniors from about 50%, which is just shocking to the conscience, to today about 9%. What that tells me is that, Americans might be good at saving or they might be bad at saving, but you know who's really good at saving is the federal government through a forced savings protocol called Social Security. Mm-hmm. So maybe one thing that we should do is to force similar kind of savings through higher taxes on people that we redistribute through stronger social welfare, whether it's stronger Social Security, universal health care, or things like guaranteed family leave.
Derek Thompson, he's a staff writer at The Atlantic, writing a number of years ago now in the magazine about this issue, savings in America, but uniquely relevant today. Derek, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.